Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY21 earnings conference call of NIIT Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vijay Thadani, Managing Director and Vice Chairman of NIIT Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for each one of you for joining us on the conference call, which is to brief you on the results of the first quarter of the financial year 2021. I have with me Sapnesh Lalla, Kapil Saurabh, and also Sanjay Mal, who's just taken over, I think, just at the last year's results time as the CFO. This is the first time he's joining this call as the CFO, and a number of our colleagues who are distributed wherever they are. As usual, we will follow the same process that we have followed before. One, that we would discuss the Q1 and FY 2021 business performance. Just to make one statement, I think the company has shown an enormous amount of tenacity, resilience, and has responded with high agility and decisive actions to generate the kind of transformation that the company is going through, as well as part of it is visible in the results. Sapnesh has been leading this effort, and it's best that we hear from him. As usual, he will give us his initial brief, and then we will open it for Q&A. With those words, I hand you over to Sapnesh, but before I do that, I just hope that all of you and your families are staying safe and healthy, and I wish you the very best. All right, Sapnesh, over to you.
Thanks, Vijay, and thanks everyone for joining this call in the current situation. Please note, as always, the analysis here is on a year-on-year basis. Also, given the current scenario, we would also talk on a QoQ basis for some of the numbers. Also, in accordance with the accounting standards, AS 105, the net result, revenue minus expenses of asset held for sale, as well as discontinued operations, is reported as a separate line below operating results. This includes the net results of the schools business housed in our wholly owned subsidiary. I was just saying that in accordance with the accounting standard AS 105, the net result of asset held for sale, as well as discontinued operations, is reported as a separate line item below the results. This includes the net results of the schools business housed in our wholly owned subsidiary, MLSL, which has been classified as an asset held for sale. Also, the results of the previous year have been restated for a like-to-like comparison. Going forward with our results and the key highlights of our results, obviously, as all of us are aware of the COVID situation, COVID really is the highlight or is the cause of the results where they are today. The pandemic has caused an unprecedented health and economic crisis across the world. Starting in Q4, the governments globally have implemented some form of lockdown and placed various restrictions on businesses. These restrictions and requirements of social distancing have impacted businesses worldwide, and NIIT's business is no exception. All our education and training all education and training institutions in India have remained shut. No in-person instructor-led training activity and enrollments have happened since March. The B2B businesses worldwide have been affected given that the customers are dealing with the crisis themselves. More specifically, the instructor-led training business is deeply impacted. I think as we look at the impact of our business, your NIIT has responded really from two points of view. The first one is the customer-centric point of view, and that point of view focuses on NIIT's ability to service its obligations while it takes care of the health and safety of its NIITians or its employees. While we moved our operations to a work-from-home protocol, NIITians have not missed a beat in servicing our customers. And I think that's testament to the fact that all our customers have stayed and continued to put their faith and trust in NIIT, just as several of them whose contracts have come up for renewal have continued to renew their contracts. That's been one dimension of our key response. The second dimension is around ensuring that we are able to transform our business so that we can take advantage of the digital transformation opportunity this crisis has put in front of all of us. This crisis has compressed the time of digital transformation to the next several months, and I think NIIT is working hard to ensure that NIIT is able to take advantage of the opportunity this represents. As I've mentioned earlier to you, our response has been agile and decisive. We were able to arrest potential degrowth through specific actions and recover profitability, which had sharply declined in Q4. While volumes from existing customers have reduced, strong deal activity and velocity over the last few quarters and expansions at some customers has helped NIIT achieve a flat year-on-year growth rate. In Q1, we took significant actions to reduce costs to reverse adverse impact on profitability as witnessed in Q4. And we will continue to focus on cost control measures to sustain profitability while making prudent investments for long-term growth. Strong focus on working capital management and collections has led to reduction in DSO days to 51 compared to 57 in the previous quarter. As a result, our balance sheet is further strengthened in Q1. At the end of Q1, our net cash improved to 12,060 million INR as compared to 11,428 million INR on March 31st. As I've indicated earlier, a response protocol has been premised on, first, the safety of NIIT's employees, the NIITians, customer continuity, ensuring that we meet and beat all our customer obligations, innovation in terms of new products and offers, cash conservation, cost control, and strategic decisions for digital transformation and portfolio rationalization. First, we enabled our workforce to shift to work from home globally ahead of lockdowns in all the respective geographies that we service. We prioritized support for our customers in ensuring continuity of operations as well as rapid transformation to meet changing customer needs in these uncertain times. NIITians have worked with focus and determination to launch new innovative offerings for our customers, as well as going after new customer segments to take advantage of some of the opportunities that were in front of us. We transitioned a large part of our India business onto the NIIT digital platform and have started to ramp up digital customer acquisition as well, starting in April of this year. We took strong steps for cash conservation, which is visible in the strong collections and improved DSO days. Actions for cost rationalization initiated during Q4 helped in reduction of expenses in Q1, as you would have noticed from our P&L. The result has been that the corporate learning business has had the highest ever margin in the recent history, and we narrowed the losses in the skills and careers business. We had also taken strong and decisive action for portfolio and cost rationalization, and you saw some of those actions as I mentioned earlier. We also have transitioned, like I mentioned earlier, our India career education business and the B2B business to a digital business, and this transition is starting to progress well. We also decided to divest our schools business and have put it as an asset held for sale. In the next couple of minutes, I will talk through the highlights of our corporate business. The corporate business is now 88% of NIIT's revenue. The corporate business grew 18% year on year and 2% quarter on quarter, with the revenue now at 1,785 million. In constant currency terms, the business was up 8% year on year. And in this business, as I mentioned earlier, a significant part of what we do is instructor-led training delivery and in-person instructor-led training delivery. This is a single part that was impacted most. In addition to this, learning being a discretionary spend has been impacted as our customers face uncertain times that they are in. Some customer segments such as energy and aerospace have been more impacted compared to others. But while we see these challenges in terms of lower volumes with several of our customers, we did take advantage of the high deal velocity we saw in last year's Q3 and Q4. And some of the new customers and the expansions that we have had helped keep our head above the water and show growth from a YOY perspective. And so while several of the existing customers showed lower volumes, these gaps were filled by the new customers that we had signed up over the last few quarters. Several of the new customers were in the life sciences space. I did want to point out that life sciences now is the fastest growing vertical at NIIT. We now have 8 MTS customers in life sciences as compared to 2 only about 2 years ago. We took strong actions to help margin recovery, which had fallen sharply in the previous quarter. And this is so despite increased investments in sales and marketing. The favorable exchange rate and a mix to higher gross margin profit products has also helped with the margins of this business. There were obvious savings on travel and facilities use, as well as tight control on expenses on a number of other line items. As a result, the EBITDA margin posted a sharp increase to 17%, up 933 basis points compared to previous quarter and 283 basis points on a YOY basis. The EBITDA for the corporate business stood at 312 million INR. And while because of the COVID-19 situation, we saw some of the volumes with existing customers go down, Our deal velocity has remained strong. The corporate business added three new MTS customers during the quarter and increased the scope of work for one existing customer and renewed one customer during this quarter. This comes at the back of adding 14 new logos last year and five in Q4 of last year. Each of the new customers added is a leader in their respective domains. In terms of additions, we added one global leader in social media and two large life sciences companies. The customer tally now moves up to 55, signifying the continued trust our customers have placed in NIIT. The revenue visibility is at 263 million, despite some of the adjustments due to lower volumes that some of our existing customers have faced. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, our penetration in life sciences increased. We added two new life sciences customers in Q1, and our tally of life sciences customers is now at 8. Going forward, we see continued lower volumes till the uncertainty starts to go away. The businesses are continuing to see contraction or uncertainty, or our customers' businesses are continuing to see uncertainty, and therefore we'll continue to see uncertainty in our business. And while the situation is dynamic, we believe that we would be able to maintain our current run rate in revenue and be in the range in terms of profitability for the year. We have increased investments in sales and marketing during the last few months, and as the environment improves, we could see some volume pick up towards the end of the year. Now, to spend a few minutes on the skills and career business, Q1 saw the full quarter impact of COVID-19. The one difference between the Western markets where our corporate business operates and the Indian market where our skills and career business operates is that the rate of adoption of digital, given the connectivity and the device availability, is a tad bit slower in India as compared to the Western markets. And so the India B2C business saw the highest impact due to the lockdown of education centers, and that too for the whole quarter. In India, the B2B business also suffered on deferrals and cancellations of face-to-face trainings. More importantly, because of the hiring sentiment in India being low for both IT and BFSI, as well as the adoption of digital means of education being a little bit lower in India. While new enrollments have been impacted, learning delivery for our career education business was transitioned to full digital operations during this quarter. The adoption, as I mentioned, in India has been a little bit slower given connectivity and device availability, and therefore the pace of adoption is still slow, but my expectation is that this pace will pick up over the next few months. The opportunity that we have in India is the fact that COVID-19 has compressed adoption cycles for digital transformations across industry. And this shift, I believe, is here to stay. The same compression of digital transformation cycle is happening at NIIT as well. NIIT has been a pioneer in use of technology to improve learner efficiency as well as to drive learning effectiveness. And we are committed to using the digital platforms that we have developed for global markets in India to ensure that we are able to provide convenient access of education, high quality education to our students such that they can achieve the outcomes that they expect from NIIT. Given this, NIIT has decided to rationalize physical capacity of its education centers and transition to a digital education delivery model. This includes learner acquisition, academic delivery, learner services, alumni engagement, industry engagement, and placement. From April on, all of our enrollments and education delivery have been switched to digital. In terms of performance, while the revenue for our skills and careers business declined quarter on quarter from INR 358 million to 233 million, strong cost control and cost related actions ensured improvement sequentially from an EBITDA perspective to 68 million negative versus negative 100 million. The transition to digital and continued rationalization of costs driven essentially by rationalization of physical capacity will help further in the coming quarters. We are making significant investments in sales and marketing and adapting the NIIT digital platform to specific situations in our career education business and B2B business in India and expect enrollments to ramp up over the coming quarters. Overall business volume would remain impacted for the rest of the year with possible partial recovery towards the end of the year. We continue to believe very strongly that demand for deep skilling and hiring of skilled professionals just in time is likely to remain an important priority for all the business segments we serve, including IT and BFSI. As companies transform, their need for employees that are not only better trained but are more confident in their learnings would precipitate up to maintain higher productivity levels at our customers. Overall, from an NIIT perspective, the NIIT revenue is at 2018 million INR, flat on a YOY basis. The EBITDA is at 243 million, up from 31 million in Q4. The EBITDA margin for Q1 is at 12%, up from 1% in Q4 FY20. The days of sales outstanding have improved further to 51 as compared to 57 days at the end of Q4 of last year. The interest and treasury income is at 323 million. As a result, the cash situation has improved to 12,876. The overall headcount is down by 67 headcount compared to previous quarter at 2,533. I think as I sum up my prepared comments I think what is remarkable about this past quarter is the resilience that NIIT has shown in the face of stiff challenges thrown to us because of this COVID crisis. I think it's evident the robustness of NIIT's value proposition is clearly evident in the trust and the faith that its customers have posed in NIIT, and the grit and the spirit of the NIITians in the face of these challenges. I think NIIT and specifically NIITians have done a remarkable job in managing these challenging times, and they are charged to ensure that we continue to do our best in the coming quarters. With that, I wanted to return back to Vijay to take us through the rest of the prepared comments.
Thank you, Sapnesh. I think given the time that we are left with, I would like to open it for Q&A, and I'm sure there are many questions which all of you have. So, operator, can you open it for Q&A, and then if there's anything left, then we will add that in the end.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Pooja Chomal from ICICI Bank. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Pooja here from ICICI Bank. I think you are able to hear me.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, I just want to know the Brexit impact on your subsidiaries. I heard you have a subsidiary in UK also. And in Ireland. So what are the precautionary measures we are taking for that?
We have not had any material impact because of Brexit, either in our subsidiaries nor in our business with our UK customers.
Okay, so you mean to say the overall impact would be low?
Yeah, we've not seen a material impact because of Brexit.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ganesh Shetty, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So congratulations for NIIT team for good set of numbers in a very challenging situation. So my question is regarding, again, every quarter I'm touching upon this aspect of skill and career business, where we are showing continued losses for many, many quarters now. And looking at the trend and looking at our corporate business, which is contributing to 88% of our total revenue, is there any plan to reduce further our exposure to skill and career business so that at least we can maintain no profit, no loss at the career business? Can you please highlight this?
Sure. Thanks for your question. As you pointed out, the corporate business is majority of NIIT's business and is showing reasonable growth given the current times. We feel that there is an opportunity to do significant digital transformation in our skills and career business and transform it given the opportunity that's available for us for that business specifically in India and a few other geographies. As I had mentioned earlier, we have built global platforms to offer digital learning for our customers globally, and we're going to be able to leverage these platforms as we transform this business to achieve a lower cost base and improve unit economics.
Yeah, so my second question is regarding our cash balance and the digital economy, which is opening up very speedily. So I just want to ask you, apart from learning solutions, as far as digital is concerned, are we planning to have any other sort of services like technology services, as now we are out of NIT technology and we have great expertise in technology? So is there any other way we can provide our customer with a digital experience apart from learning? And this is my perception of a new business venture where NIT can get in. Can you please throw some light on this? Thank you very much and all the best.
Thanks for your kind words. Our current mission and vision is focused on education and training as a business. No plans at this time in terms of diversifying away from education and training.
Thank you very much. That's all for me. Thank you.
Enough to say that in education and training, there is a huge opportunity. And with, as you rightly pointed out, our strength in technology, the use of technology in delivering learning, which is more outcome-driven, is more possible with technology-based training. And I think that's what the whole team is completely focused on. Even the pivot that we have been, the team has been able to demonstrate is largely due to of course, the internal resilience of the organization, but more importantly, the technological prowess that the company possesses. So that's where we will deploy all our resources. Okay, can we open it for next question, please?
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jay Daniel from Entropy Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, you have made a loss of around 7 crores in the skills and careers business. What is the trend going forward? I mean, you have brought down your loss considerably, but where do we see this number going forward? I mean, in a difficult year.
Okay, thank you. Good question. I think Sapnesh will answer that.
Sure, thanks. Thanks for asking that question. I think, as I mentioned earlier, this business is transitioning towards a digital business. We have implemented the NIT digital platform. We are in the process of customizing it so that the India-specific use cases are able to see student experience that is top class, the student experience that they have come to expect from someone like NIT. So there is investments. Further, there are investments to rejig our team from a capability perspective to ensure that this business goes in the right direction. So we will continue to make investments to transform the business into a digital business. On the other hand, given the better unit economics of a digital business and lower physical location-related costs. So on one side, we should see reduction in costs, which should narrow our losses. But on the other hand, we'll see some investments that can create a strong foundation for this business as well.
So would it be correct to assume that your losses will keep declining from here?
As the business ramps up, yes.
So till 7 crores will be the worst. From the future quarters, we'll see lower losses.
That is possible.
Okay. And your school business still loses money. Around 4 crores was lost. So, could we get to a situation where it just stops bleeding?
Yes. Hopefully, we would be able to see that over the next few quarters.
So in your losses of 7 plus 4, around 11 crores of loss, that should come down. Schools was 7 and schools of 4 and skills and careers of 7. So this going forward will keep coming down.
It should. As I mentioned earlier, the schools is, business is an asset held for sale, and that should also result into losses getting eliminated.
Okay, once it gets monetized.
Right.
Hello? Yeah. And your depreciation is around 16 crores. Now, part of this is amortization of content. How much of it is amortization of content?
Predominantly
it's amortization of content. Okay, so how will this trend going forward? Because in your corporate training business, I think we'll have to look at EBIT margins rather than EBITDA margins. Because content amortization is a running expense for you.
Content amortization is against a specific project, and that investment will come to a closure towards the end of this calendar year. And after that, we should not see an increase in investments, and therefore, over time, depreciation should go down.
Okay, so this amount of 16 crores, will it be the peak or will it increase? Because it's come down Q on Q.
There are certain aspects which will go down, but like I pointed out, the investment in one of the projects against which there is significant amortization or significant investment, that the investment will taper off towards the end of this year.
This is a real estate thing, Canadian real estate corporate training which you do, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And stack, can last question, StackRoute and TPaaS account for 40% of skills and careers, or it's gone up?
That's approximately right.
Okay. B2B will recover faster than the other business in skills and careers?
They should, as the hiring sentiment improves, the B2B side will improve, and B2C should follow again as soon as the hiring sentiment improves.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you very much.
I wanted to just add to this. Learning business is not a very capital intensive business normally. But there can be a specific project, in this case, this particular project, which has resulted in a higher amount of development work, which will be amortized over the period of the project itself. So it is not a normal depreciation and normal content addition that we are capitalizing. So I just wanted to clarify that. Second, if another project of this kind was to come up, then obviously we would share that with you. And then, of course, if there is a capital expense involved, we would be sharing that. But other than that, we are past the peak of capex in this project as well. And there are only 1.5 quarters, perhaps more, of work which is left, which needs to be completed, after which this is in a full ops and maintenance mode.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Jain from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations on great execution in the quarter. My first question is for the CLS business. If you could tell us what is the total impact that we might have seen in this business and what are the possibilities of recovery?
I guess you mean impact of COVID-related impact.
Yeah, so I mean to say, of course, when you have this revenue, you have advantage of those deals which you said ramped up of Q3 and Q4. But there is a vacuum that has been created because of this physical training restriction. So what is that quantum?
So here's one way to look at it. We did some analysis and we found that volumes for some of the largest customers, specifically those who consume a lot of instructor-led training, had declined by high 20% range. So some of them had declined 25, 27, 28 percentage points compared to same time last year. Now, the way to think about that is typically the ratio of instructor-led training to digital training is about 70-30, 70% digital, 70% instructor-led face-to-face and 30% digital. Right now, obviously, 100% is digital, but 100% of the volume has not been adapted to digital as yet. Only about 70-75% of the volume has been adapted to digital, given some of the challenges that some companies have in adoption of digital, but also because of the COVID situation they themselves face. I think as the situation or as the uncertainty starts lifting, those volumes should start coming back, possibly as digital volumes, but also depending on how the economies open up, they may come back as face-to-face.
Okay, and when you say 70-75%, so the balance is the exact impact that you have seen, 25-30%, is how it has arrived. Secondly, when you say you have converted some of this normally physical training into digital, so what is the new investment that has gone into it, and has client paid any thing for that? And thirdly, how the economics changes as this ratio from 70-30 goes to whatever, 75-30 the other way around, or let's say 80-20?
Okay, you asked a bunch of questions and I'll try to remember. I think the first one was that in this transition from physical to digital, has there been an investment, or has the investment come from the customer? The investment has been there, but the good news is that NIIT has had invested in the digital platform, so NIIT has not had to put in significant new dollars in making that investment. Some of the investment in terms of customizing that platform has been shared by customers as well. And then you had two or three other questions, which I lost track of. Can you say your questions one more time? Maybe one by one.
So when you said that some of your large customers saw 25-28% decline, is this the component only related to some of the training which could not have been converted into digital? Is this because of that, or their own economic factors which could have, you know, resulted in their own spending cut?
It's a combination of both. It's a combination of both. Again, we have customers across many verticals. Some of the verticals have been impacted more than others. For example, our customers in the aviation business have been impacted more, and the reduction in volumes that they are seeing are more because of their own current business situation, whereas there are other customers who are not as impacted as others from a business perspective, and for them the reduction in volumes really is from an adoption perspective.
Okay, and last one, if I can squeeze in, just to extension to the same thought, do you think that we have some more businesses which may see this second order kind of an impact in this quarter, or you think bulk of the impact is already being taken, and that would be very one-off kind of thing if that may happen? And you missed the one aspect earlier, which is like how the economics of this business changes because of now training going 70-30 to probably 20-80 or whatever new ratio is.
So from a unit economics perspective, given that our facilities are closed and we don't have to rent classrooms to deliver classes. The travel expense is not there because the face-to-face training is not there, so the unit economics are better. Whether those unit economics will sustain or not really depends on a behavior change, whether customers will switch back to a 70-30 ratio of face-to-face to digital is yet to be seen. Today, given that there aren't other alternatives, 100% of the education and training is digital, but time will tell how much of that will stay. It's very hard for me to predict, but my feeling is that there is going to be a behavior change towards adoption of digital. And in digital, the unit economics are going to be better. There was one other part that you asked. Again, sorry, I have a hard time keeping track of all the questions you have.
No problem. The analysts have this tendency to ask many questions at one go before the operator asks us to get back in the queue. So so my bit was, I was asking this, which is a new question basically, is that when you say this depends upon the behavior change, but you know the way we are seeing for some other activities while we are working from home, and we also know that a lot of companies may extend this for much longer a period, I think it would be much safer to assume that this ratio will definitely have a better skew toward digital to whatever percentage it goes. So in that light, can you give up maybe as simple as this? See, if our generic business margin are 15%, what could be our margin in digital and physical if somebody has to try and reassess it that way?
I think it's too early to jump to those as yet, but like I mentioned earlier, the unit economics for digital are much better compared to face-to-face education.
Fair enough. I'll get back to the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, and the balancing force to that is the customers are also in under economic pressure, so they would try to negotiate hard, and that's only natural.
Right.
Yeah, there are just too many forces at play to come up with these projections.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for many questions you had. Margaret, can you pass on to the next one, please?
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shraddha Agarwal from AMSECT. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon to the management team and congratulations on a very strong quarter in a tough time. First question is, sir, what will be the quarterly run rate of fixed costs in our SNC business still, despite moving on to digital in a major way? And by how much would that number have come down on a Q-on-Q basis?
Like I mentioned, this business is going through a transition. And like I said, that the facilities costs are starting to come down, and they will come down over the next couple of quarters. On the other hand, we are going to be making investments both in the platform as well as people. So it's going to be a balancing act, and on one side we will see fixed costs going down, and on the other side we will see some of the costs going up in terms of investments. So I think things will start stabilizing over the next couple of quarters, and I would say the costs might go down some at the net level over the next couple of quarters, but it's going to be a balancing act where we are balancing investments to grow the business and transform the business versus some of the reductions in fixed costs.
So this would be the peak cash burn that we would have seen in this quarter in this business?
I would say the next couple of quarters will tell us the trajectory.
Right. And so when you say you have moved to digital, it means moving to digital for the entire SNC business, including that of our franchises, right? So we don't have
that
any physical center for NIIT SNC anymore.
That is correct. They are, I won't say we don't have. We are in the process of transitioning our physical centers to digital. Today, all education delivery is happening digitally. However, leases for different centers run differently, and so it would not be right for me to say there are no centers. There are centers, but as our obligations go down, those leases will start coming off.
Okay. So probably in another 3 to 4 months, you know, we would have exited out of physical centers completely.
Over the next two to three quarters.
Right. And on the RECO deal specifically, are we now clocking the maximum potential, you know, revenue run rate there?
No, I don't think so. Given uncertainty and then a response to the uncertainty. So first thing I would say is that it takes a student between 6 months and 9 months to complete a program. So in terms of a funnel, our funnel of students, I'll spend about 30 seconds in explaining this. The course that a student goes through is built up of over five modules, and between each of these modules there is an exam, and between a couple of modules there are simulations. So in all, there are at least seven components that a student has to go through, and they get this education over a period of 6 months to 12 months. The typical average tends to be about 9 months. Students are able to consume this education over a period of 2 years, though, like I mentioned, on an average, students take about 9 months. We started delivering this education in September of last year, and then we've had a couple of hiccups given COVID, where we could not deliver exams because exams were held in physical centers as well as simulations. What we have done over the last quarter is completely digitize both the exam delivery as well as simulation delivery. And so now, with or without COVID, students are able to take advantage of the education and the professional opportunity without having to come to a classroom. They are able to do it from the convenience of their home. Like I was saying, about 9 months for a student to complete their education. And so the students who joined us in September of last year have just about graduated towards the end of June. So we've just about started filling out the funnel of the program. I think it's going to be another one or two quarters before we hit the expected run rate in the program from a revenue perspective.
Sure, sir. And just one last bit from my end. You did mention that margins in CLG improved despite increased investments in sales and marketing. So what kind of investments are those? I mean, all other companies are just really cutting back on sales and marketing, and we seem to be putting in incremental dollars there. So are we hiring local sales people there, and what is the kind of investment we are making in this?
Sales and marketing investments are predominantly in people, and I can't comment on others, but I have maintained that NIIT should continue to invest in sales and marketing to be in front of customers, given the headroom that is available to us. As I mentioned, only about 25% of Fortune 1000 companies have outsourced their education and training to any significant extent. So there is significant headroom available given the uncertainty of the business environment. We feel that more and more organizations are going to look at specialist learning outsourcing companies like NIIT, who can help them transform their own learning organizations and make them more effective and efficient from a delivery perspective. So I think it does make sense for NIIT to continue to invest or over-invest in sales and marketing because of the headroom that's available.
Right. And just one re-clarification on the CLG business, you guided to stable run rate for the remaining quarters of the year. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Sure, that's it.
Maybe we should allow others to ask questions as well. There's not too much time left. Sorry to interrupt.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you, and my apologies. We are always available to you for a follow-up call in case you have any more, and really appreciate your questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Agarwal from Principal AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, sir. Most of my questions have been answered. Just wanted to understand, any risk on a bad debt sector because clients will be going through their own problems? So any risk for that?
Our overall collection efficiency has improved, I think I've pointed out earlier, all our customers tend to be among the top 10 of their categories. And so we've been fortunate that we've not seen any bad debt or even delay in payment. They have been, our customers have been really, really responsible in ensuring that what they owe us, they pay us on time.
And lastly, in the corporate learning business, any client who would have cancelled your contract or not renewed, which could have an impact on the future growth?
No, we've had renewals that were due and no cancellations.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I think a lady was asking a question and I interrupted her. If she still has a question, we can answer that and then close the call.
Thank you. Ms. Shraddha Agarwal, if you have any further questions, you may go ahead. Your line is in the talk mode.
No, I'm done, sir. That was the last question. I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you,
sir.
Sapnesh, you want to say something?
Well, I think in closing, I really wanted to thank everyone for joining on this call. And I wanted to reiterate that our customers are continuing to pose their faith in NIIT while the volume from each customer or from several customers is down. They're continuing to pose their faith in NIIT, and its value proposition continues to be strong. Our deal pipeline continues to be robust. And that's on one hand. On the other hand, we continue to stay focused on controlling our costs and take action as necessary so that we are able to ride these challenging times with our head above the water. Thanks.
I will just add to that. Thank you very much for your questions and very insightful questions, and some of them always very educative for us and get us thinking. Please keep asking us more, and please do revert to us in case you have any follow-up questions or comments or feedback. We are always open to receive that. I just wanted to make sure that Sapnesh, in this case, was speaking from the trenches, right in the field. He, during this lockdown two, flew to US to be in the field and be with customers. And he has joined this call from US, and that completes a full night for him as he sat through the board meeting, audit committee, and various others. So thank you very much, Sapnesh. And thank you very much, each one of you, for joining this call. We look forward to hearing more from you. Until then, we thank you for your cooperation, support, guidance, and feedback. With all the best, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of NIIT Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.